Kara, tell me the importance of the Michigan State Housing Development Authority being issued more than $7 million in federal low-income housing tax credits to the three Grand Rapids-based affordable housing units.
Well, it's important because this is the most important resource for our city to be able to create affordable housing, and it's one of the best ways in which we can accomplish it rapidly.
And so what are we getting, and what is this going to do? You're getting $7 million in federal. So tell me how it works and how this will then, again, benefit our city.
Well, it'll allow three projects that are proposing affordable housing to get underway very soon. There'll be some technical work that needs to be done before the project can actually start. But, for example, 501 Eastern is the redevelopment of a former Grand Rapids public school that will result in 61 low-income housing tax credit units of affordable housing in the heart of one of our great Grand Rapids neighborhoods. Another project, the Stockbridge Apartments at 20 Stocking, this is one building of 51 low-income housing tax credit units, and this is part of an overall brownfield redevelopment project that is a mixed-use project over on the west side. And then another project awarded credits is the St. James Apartments, which is an additional 52 low-income housing tax credit units. So in a time when the community is just challenged with housing and being able to find affordable housing within the community, we're going to be able to deliver, you know, over 150 units over the next 12 to 24 months.
That was my next question. How long will it take? So this, the credits then allow for construction and rehabbing and whatnot, whatever needs to be done at the specific units to take place. It provides the funding for the redevelopment of these locations.
Exactly. So they'll get to wait, they'll get right to work on their financing, get that in place, and would hope that these three projects would at least begin some construction this spring or summer.
Okay, and with that on the horizon and with the continued growth and development in our community that's currently going on, again, let's get back to the subject matter of affordable housing, because we clearly have a lot of projects going on downtown, higher end and higher rent districts there. This will allow people to have good, sustainable, affordable housing. How important is that in the city, considering our growth factor and all that's happening within the city?
It's critical because, as you know, we've got all kinds of employees working in the city. We want them to be able to live here too, so that they don't have a long commute from outside the community to come to their job every day. And so this low-income housing actually serves as workforce housing in our community and supports the workforce.
Okay. And again, who will, when you say the more affordable and lower income, who are we talking about? Like, what's the income level, specifically dollars and cents, if you have that info?
Well, the projects will vary, and I don't know the details of each application, but generally these are less than 80% of area median income within the community. And I don't have the dollar amounts for which those would apply, but we consider it to be workforce housing.
And so with this, then, I would imagine this is good news and you're pretty excited about this fact.
Yes, absolutely. The challenge we've been having over the last 6 to 8 months is hearing from concerned citizens about their ability to find affordable housing. And this presents an opportunity for 164 units to be placed in the marketplace within the next 12 to 24 months, where we have a very constrained market condition. And so I'll just say that it is extremely exciting that it's going to happen so rapidly, because these low-income housing tax credit resources are very limited. And for Grand Rapids to get three projects in one round of funding is exciting. And I think that we hope, you know, that we can get more in the next round, because we've proposed seven projects this year in this round of funding and only received funding for three. So the demand is much greater than the supply. And so we need to continue to work on supply. But this is exciting. Three projects for Grand Rapids in this round is remarkable.